listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. Antioch is 8-0 for the first time since 1963. You played against that team, correct, when you were in high school, Coach Bubba?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay, but for Stratford, I mean, you can tell some stories about that. Bears coach Arsente Broom with us. Coach, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, I'm good, Greg. How you doing, Coach?
Good.
Arsente, don't let him talk to me like that.
8-0 has got a nice ring to it. What's working? I know you got some players, Andre Adams, Brandon Galladay, on and on and on, even the younger Adams, Aiden Adams. But what's worked for this team so far? And you went into the fall break bye week 8-0.
Oh, man, I just – nothing out of the ordinary. Just, man, the simple stuff, blocking, tackling, man, trying to play faster. Man, just holding, you know, like every coach, man, holding your players accountable for being in practice. And, you know, watching film, being better in the film room, I think has been a big plus for us. And, man, just going hard, playing for each other. You always tell players I want 110%, but I've been telling kids here lately, man, it's not about, don't give me 110% because that's being unrealistic. You got 82. Give me the whole 82. I don't need more than that. I don't want you to fake it and give me something else. Give me exactly what you have. And if it's 75, 92, if you only got 52 that day, give me just that. That should be enough.
Coach, I'll tell you what. I'm proud of you, but I get asked this question all the time now because Antioch is 8-0, and you are the coach. They say, what kind of player was he? What kind of person is he? I said, let me tell you something. They're 8-0. He's an outstanding coach. He was a great player. But out of all that, you're just a better person because I know how you was raised by your mom and dad. And Antioch and the schools you've been to, and you've heard me say this in front of a crowd, they're fortunate to have Arsente Broom coaching them because you're teaching them more than just football. And that's what these young men need. And one thing I know you're doing is you're loving them. And that's all you can do. When we had you on our prep football game of the week, I go in the locker room after the big win against Cane Ridge. Coach Greg, he's feeding them. They're in there, and he's got every. These are things that the big schools do that metro schools hadn't been able to do, and to get your group, when we came out and took the picture Tuesday, to get your group practicing, other people don't understand how hard it is to get kids to practice in the metro school system when the yellow bus ain't running.
Oh, yeah, man. It's everything, man. I've tried to all the stops, man. I've tried to make sure that, you know, I have my own kids, but I also tell these kids that play for me, like, y'all don't understand, when you're not around me, you still represent me, you still represent the staff, and you represent the school, and I have to worry about not just my own kids, but 70, 80 other kids, you know, at a certain time, sometimes 100 and some kids, you know, at certain times, just worrying about, you know, making sure everybody's at practice, make sure everybody gets home, make sure everybody eats, make sure everybody's okay, and that's mentally and physically. So, our biggest thing, man, is loving on kids, but also, too, man, trying to make them be responsible, make me and out of them one day.
Well, that's a big plus for you. You got a great coaching staff that works with you on that. But speaking of loving on your kids, how's Junior? I know you had a ball game. How's Junior doing this morning? Now, aren't you at a ball game this morning?
Man, I had to step away from the fence because, you know, you got mamas out here hollering loud. We're playing down here, Goodlettsville Trojans. We're playing Mount Juliet. It's homecoming. We're up 8-7 this second quarter. So the Mount Juliet's driving, though, man. They got a little kid out here bobbing and weaving, man. So you got to get him.
Antioch coach Arsente Broom with us. Andre Adams has just exploded onto the scene. I know he's taken a trip to Auburn this weekend, been to Mississippi State. I know Vanderbilt's knocking on that door mighty hard. And just a junior, but still has that look. Long, 6'2.5", 6'3", 180, can always put that weight on, but he seems to be a gamer above anything else beyond just the talent. Seems like he's a gamer.
Look, man, the kid is it's crazy. He's so unassuming because, you know, he doesn't say much. He blends in. It's not like when he's walking, he stands out. I mean, height-wise, if he's in the crowd, yeah, you'll see him. But, I mean, it's just nothing that he does that's going to make him jump off the page to you. Unless you know who he is, and then all of a sudden, like, you see all of this exploding on the field, man, and he does everything right. That's the biggest part. He does everything he's supposed to do, and it just, man, it's easy to coach a kid like that, man. It's real easy. You know, you just don't have any problems, man, and I'm fortunate to be in this situation. I think, you know, the staff has put together it's fortunate, man. You know, I told somebody, man, y'all got that quarterback. And I tell everybody, man, I'm never going to be apologetic for having a kid like that because a lot of coaches never see that type of talent. You know, a lot of coaches aren't able to have that type of kid in their program. And I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Arcente, you know, I want you to – about the story with Andre – we remember when he was a ninth grader, we saw him for the first time, and I said, you know, he won't stay at Antioch because, you know, somebody will get him.
Somebody will get him, yeah.
And remember what you told – I remember what you told me. You said, Coach, he's at Antioch because that's where he wants to be, that he wants to make Antioch. People want to come to Antioch and let people know you can make it being at Antioch.
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing he did, man, was he had the opportunity to go anywhere. Even once I got the job, I wasn't his original coach. You know, Devin Arnold was, and even once Devin left and I came in, it would have been really easy for him to go anywhere else, not just the city, but the state. And, you know, he chose to because he had friends. That's a big thing that I think people don't understand is, man, you got kids right now that are going to school just to team up with somebody else at another school, the LeBron James effect. But he stayed at Antioch to be like a Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan. He wanted to do it with his guys that he's been with, he's been knowing, and change the game, you know, change the narrative and be that, you know, that step out effect. Back in the day, you know, if I was at Stratford, I wasn't trying to go to Maplewood or White's Creek. No, I wanted to whoop them. I wanted to be able to talk mess later on in the week to all the people on that side of town. So that's what he's doing.
And you was able to do that too, let me say that. Well, you know what, I done told you, I've done made him a five-star. I'm tired of this four-star stuff. He's a five-star. I don't give a care who says it. And also, Golladay. Brandon Golladay.
A no star, but he needs to be a 3-4 star.
Yeah, five-star. He's a three-star in the making, let me right? At least.
No,
okay.
I tell people I would sign him if I was at a D1 school right now today. I would sign that young man. He's, I don't know what you call got it, but whatever the got it is, he's got. Because once he catches that ball, Sente, he reminds me of you turning that sweep and boom, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Man, it's crazy because, and literally, you know, I saw him play as a sophomore. And last year, he had a pretty good year. But, man, he ran track, and I say this again, he ran track. Both of them, him and Andre both ran track, and it's like his speed has gotten so much better. But he's got – you know how sometimes you just got a kid that has a nose for the end zone? He's not trying to just get it and get out. He's not trying to get it and just make a play. He's trying to get it and change the narrative of the game. And, you know, man, I still say, you know, I got a lot of coaches that call me and say, you know, they ask questions like, what's he like? What's he like? Go away. What do you want me? He's one of the better kids on the team. You see him play. He does all this other stuff, man. Like, find him on what you see. People don't believe their eyes anymore. And, you know, I'm going to believe mine.
Yeah. I believe him.
Hey, Cynthia, one more, let you go. 8-0 sounds great. The most important one, 4-0 in the region, but your next two games, Clarksville in the region, 4-0, Rossview 4-1 in the region. So all three of you going to get together in these next 2 weeks with you.
Yeah, it's about to be a party in Clarksville. 3 weeks, man, and I'm going to tell you something, man. I played in that offense, type of offense, wing T. They got a little bit of different variations to it, man. But they like to run the football, man, and they shoot the shoe. And our biggest thing is trying to stop the run. And, we've had our challenges at times, but there's nothing different. There's no formula that I can put in to make us play any different. We just gotta come from down deep, man, be very gritty, be tough, and I tell the guys all the time, man, if we can cause a turnover, if we can get them in fourth down situations where they have to punt, hopefully on offense, man, we can click like we've been doing and just score points. I think they got us on my TV 30 this week too. So
Yeah. Everybody can see Andre Adams and the crew, Brandon Galladay. Cynthia, thanks. Hey, put your take your coach's cap off and put your daddy cap back on. Go watch some football.
All right, bro.
I see you, man.
Hey, thank y'all for doing everything for high school sports, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, all right. Coach.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, what
bye-bye.
A job he's doing.
He's done a good
job.
Like
a son to you, I know that.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break. Joe Dubin, legend.
The Big Joe.
Coming up next.